The Lord told me something several years ago as I was praying for a certain individual. And the Lord said this to me, some people will never change. It's not that God doesn't have the power to change them. It's not that God can't change them. It's not that God isn't willing. No, my friend, it's just that some people don't want to change. Oh, they say they do, but in reality, they want to stay the same.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in John chapter 5, and in verse 5, it says, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? Verse 8 says, Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked, and that day was the Sabbath. You know, the Lord told me something several years ago as I was praying for a certain individual. And the Lord said this to me, some people will never change. Now, my friend, it's not that God doesn't have the power to change them. It's not that God cannot change them. It's not that he's not willing to change them. God is willing. It's just that some people don't want to change. Oh, they say they do, but in reality, they don't. You see, the Bible says that Jesus had gone to Jerusalem. He was fully led by the Holy Spirit. There was a man that was in need, and there by the sheep gate was a pool called Bethesda. Now, Bethesda literally means place of outpouring or house of grace. My friend, it's because of God's grace that we have anything from God. It's by his grace that we are saved, and it's by his grace that we're healed. This would be a complete act of God's mercy and grace upon this sick man. See, grace means God's unmerited help or God's unmerited favor. My friend, you cannot manipulate God's grace. Your goodness doesn't earn his grace. You cannot purchase his grace. You cannot buy it, and you cannot bargain for it. In other words, we don't deserve the least of God's blessings, and it's only by his grace that we have anything from God. The Bible says that Jesus came to the pool of Bethesda, and he saw some people there. What kind of people were there? Well, people that were sick, people that were blind and lame and paralyzed. You see, that's the ones Jesus comes for. Praise the Lord. He comes for the sick and the lame and the blind, spiritually, those that are sick. You see, the Jews had a traditional belief that an angel went down at a certain time and stirred up the water in the pool. Then whoever was the first to step into that water would be healed of whatever disease or sickness that they had. But Jesus took special notice to one man in particular. This man had been sick for 38 years. We don't know if he was born that way, or if he became sick later in life, or if he had some kind of accident. When Jesus saw this man lying on his mat, he asked him if he wanted to be made well. In other words, do you want to be healed? Suddenly, Jesus told him to rise, take up his bed, and walk. And that's what happened. I love the way the Bible says it. It says, immediately the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked. I like that. Immediately, the power of God touched him. Suddenly, he was healed. Suddenly, a man's life was changed. Suddenly, he was made whole. See, that's what Jesus can do. I remember when I was lost, and then suddenly I was saved. Suddenly I was changed by the power of God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.